The Clubhouse Call-In with Burns and Gambo.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Welcome back to the Burns and Gambo Show here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, as we have a shorter show today with Suns basketball coming up. We've also got D-backs baseball coming up a little later as well, and joining us now on the Burns and Gambo Show for our weekly player interview, Slade Ciccone, who was so good the other day in San Francisco. He joins us live right now from St. Louis in advance of today's game two of that series. Slade, welcome back to the show. I'm Dave. This is Mitch filling in for Gambo today. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Very, very well. Tell me about the conversation that Merrill Kelly had with you when he found out and you found out that you were going to be getting that start on Sunday, and kind of what those words of encouragement meant for you when you had that talk with him.
Yeah, it was very brief. I showed up and I didn't really know what I was there for yet. They had kind of, you know, kept that a little quiet, obviously keeping, you know, stuff like that in the clubhouse is very important. So I got there, found out that Merrill was scratched. And, you know, obviously he's a huge leader of this team, veteran. He's taught me a lot about, you know, my new changeup, a lot about the game of baseball in general, just watching him play. So anytime a guy like that comes up to you and, you know, tries to instill some confidence in you before a game, you're gonna feel really good about it.
Is there something about Oracle Park that just brings out the best in you, Slade? This is, as far as I know, the second time that you've been masterful when making your season debut.
Man, that place is really, really cool. for a lot of reasons. A lot of firsts there. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to throw well both times I went out there. But I think just letting the adrenaline take over and channeling that into some intense focus and competitiveness out there has really helped in those couple outings that I've had there. I've talked about it a lot already, but I thought Gabby played amazing baseball that whole day behind the plate, at the plate, and throwing guys out on the bases. So having him behind there 2 days ago was a big factor in, you know, helping me succeed too.
Slade Ciccone, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Mitch filling in for Gambo here as we're talking with Slade. From your perspective, you mentioned Gabriel Moreno. I know Torrey Lovello was very complimentary of how everybody played on a day like that where it was, you kind of needed to dig deep. The series hadn't gone well. The Merrill Kelly news, it could have been kind of a deflating day of Major League Baseball. It ended up being one of the better wins of the year. Did you guys look at it from that perspective when that game was done?
I think we did. That just proves that no matter, you know, who's on that field in this organization, we feel like we always got a chance to win a ball game no matter what. And I think that's very important to have that, you know, ability to, you know, go out there and maybe not throw out your number two starter that, you know, you're really confident in and still have confidence that you're going to win that game. And, I was so happy after the game to, you know, be able to step up big for the team and, split the series against a divisional opponent. You know, they had Hicks out there on the mound who's been nothing short of an ace so far this year. And to be able to go out there and get that win for the team with a lot of help from a lot of people was awesome.
Given the state of the rotation right now, we led off asking you about what Merrill Kelly told you ahead of your spot start. Do you embrace the challenge that is, or I guess if we call it a challenge, that is before you, given the state of the rotation with the injuries that they're facing right now?
Man, I embrace whatever I have in front of me when I'm up here. Whatever they tell me my job is, I'm going to, you know, go out there and compete my butt off, you know, whenever. If it's first inning of the game for a full start, if it's relief in a tight spot, if it's, you know, in a leverage situation late, no matter when they put me in the game, I'm going to embrace it and go out there and, you know, give everything I got, compete my butt off.
What have they told you about what's next for you now, given kind of the uncertain state of everything when it comes to the rotation right now?
Yeah, I'm on a starter schedule right now. Okay. Throwing a bullpen tomorrow, getting ready for my next start. And I'm just going to kind of take it, you know, outing by outing from here on out. Kind of, I think that's where we're all at with the status of the team and some injuries right now. I'm just doing everything I can to, you know, be ready whenever I'm needed.
So Slade Ciccone, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Obviously, you've been here before. Mitch referenced that a second ago. From your perspective, competing in spring for a starting spot, knowing that you didn't get it when spring broke, what did they tell you about your need to improve, stay ready, be ready, knowing that something like this can always happen in baseball? How did that conversation go, and how did you kind of leave the big league club feeling about what this season was going to hold for you when you had those conversations?
Yeah, I had a great, it's weird to say I had a great conversation getting sent down, but I had a great meeting and conversation that day that I was let go on the major league side. And, Torrey and them basically sat me down and said, hey, we've really liked what you've shown. We like the work that you've put in on the changeup, on the secondary stuff. You've shown a lot of good signs. It's just the timing's not right now, but he said there's no reason that, you can't find your way back here in a matter of weeks or a month if something happens. And, just make sure you're ready for that opportunity if and when it shows up. And, he was right. It did show up, and I felt like I was pretty prepared for it.
You're with a crop of a bunch of really talented young pitchers. When I think of Tommy Henry and Ryan Nelson, Brandon Pfaadt, of course, Dre Jameson won't get to pitch this year, but you guys are part of a crop of guys, at least the way I see it, that may serve as the next generation of this D-backs rotation. What is it like to be kind of in that group? How are the relationships between all of you, and how valuable is it to be able to lean on guys in your same age group, in your same position group during these times of the year?
I mean, I've lived with Jarvis and Brandon Pfaadt for what, 3 years now, on and off. I've made very good friends with a lot of the other guys up here, obviously Tommy, Nelly, Alec, Corbin. I mean, we've played together for parts of 3 years now, and just every single one of them is a really, really good, solid dude on and especially off the field. So when I get a chance to be around them, it just makes me a better baseball player and a better person, and that's all I can ask for.
Really enjoyed the conversation, as always. Congratulations on that great outing against the Giants the other day. We look forward to seeing what else happens over the course of this week and this season. Slade, thanks for coming on, especially on short notice. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys.